Waters.
Wow, long time no see you folks. My goodness, it's been a while. So it's going to be my pleasure to introduce a great poetress. I have been lucky enough to hear many, many of her pieces, and you're going to love her just like I do. Let's bring up Suzanne Owens.
Thank you. Woo, that's loud. Whoa. No, I'm okay here. Yeah, that's a good idea. Is that good? Perfect. Thank you. I was going through some poems and reading them, and ironically, they seem to reflect the days that we're in now. Our times are very confusing, I think, when you listen to the news. This is called withdrawal. Even though an ice storm moves up the coast and metal moves across the sky, the trees are filling out and robins peck the lawn. They know constancy means enduring. Nothing remains the same. Now as snow piles on the sills, inches up the windows, the birds have withdrawn gracefully. I think they know fear's middle name. My cells are changing as I change these words. Today I can see the rocks on the curve of the coast that once receded beyond my sight. I stand on those rocks now, wanting to rise with the mountain, but the mountain stops while the sky continues to leave. Sometimes we must withdraw into hiding for our renewal in order to balance. The tightrope walker withdraws his foot before he progresses along the wire. Gravity can cause us to lose our center of balance. If we are not directly above our wire, if we rotate, we fall. Squirrels have long tails. We too need balancing poles. They give us more time to move back to the desired position where we can listen to our body, its well of images. Duty demands leaders to withdraw gracefully, without hesitation. Events and actions differ as time changes. Do they know how to be part of our cellular universe? Do they know their primal natures, the history of our race? Can they overcome themselves by governing their desires? Is that it? One? I'll read this one. It's short, and it's on the same sort of topic that I was really surprised I'd written about several years ago, and it's called Evening Knowledge. The knowledge of man is evening knowledge, but that of God is morning knowledge. And it's Ralph Waldo Emerson from Nature. In my galaxy, an insect's wings vibrate at a frequency 100 times a second, and its stars rotate in spiral arms. I live in one of those arms going left. My galaxy spins around its center every 200 million years. Yet in a day, my cells will be renewed. At night, I hear my heart thump like spring thumps on the sun. Although this year my heart is not in spring, I've been swept out by a tide. Still, I will conform to the pattern of this design. The motions of the earth and moon, their rhythms are part of me. I am part of them. Second, minute, day, year, decade, millennium. Time, the dictator, stamps its signature on everyone. Toxins, germs, bombs. Each war seems different, yet the same. The Earth's climate cycles once every 100,000 years. Are we mute fog around a drain towards a black hole circling? Or can we make a change in our weather? Thank you.
Wonderful. Let's have another hand for Suzanne.